Hot 101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Being blown off is when you go out with someone, you have a great time, they didn't because they're not getting back to you, and you don't know why. That's the whole crux of being blown off. You don't understand what happened, and we're trying to provide a little clarity.
And that's what we're going to do for you, Charlie. But before we get to that with Shane, how did you two meet?
Well, he saw my profile on Match and reached out to me, and I really liked his profile, and so, yeah, I guess modern-day romance online.
All good. Love and it. So you chatted for a while, and first date was what?
Well, the first date, we went out to a restaurant, and it was really awesome, and I thought we had a lot of chemistry. I mean, at one point, he reached over and, brushed my hand, and I was like, oh my gosh, I had that moment of, yes. Wow, there's some sparks here.
I love that.
And, yeah, it was really, really cool. And so it was going so well. We had such a good time that I suggested we go back to my house for drinks afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And, nothing like we're thinking. I mean, we just, it was a first date, and I'm a good girl, but.
Good on you. Okay.
But we had a good time, and so I'm just really confused that he hasn't reached back.
Hmm.
I texted him, I sent him a couple pictures on Insta, and nothing.
Nothing? Okay, mm-hmm. We got to figure this out. I mean, especially if he came back to your house.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that everything would be fine. I mean, maybe he just got busy. I don't know. Let's try to get him on the phone. Are you ready, Charlie?
Yeah.
All right, you can hang tight, stay silent. We'll do the talking and figure out what is going on with Shane.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shane?
It is.
Hey, Shane, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now you were actually on the radio in Tampa Bay, but before we say anything else, is it okay if we can chat with you on the air?
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, Shane, so listen, we don't want to take up too much of your time, and we're just calling because we have an acquaintance in common who can't get a hold of you, but we were able to get a hold of you, what's going on with Charlie? She said that you guys had some great, chemistry. You went out on a date, but she hasn't heard from you. Do you not want to see her anymore?
Well, there was just, one thing that, super irked me.
Oh. Okay.
So, the date was cool. I had a great time. She was really cool. But when we went back to her place, all her glasses and cups were from restaurants. You know what I'm talking about? They said the restaurant on them, so she obviously stole them.
Oh.
And, I'm a former server, right?
Oh.
And that made me so mad because, it's just, tacky. And also, once or twice is funny, but then, all the time, every glass and every cup is from a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's awkward. Well, Shane, we actually have Charlie on the phone.
Sorry.
Charlie?
Sorry.
You've been stealing from the Avenue and Applebee's?
No, Applebee's.
Glory Days, Chili's.
No, look, guys, Shane, it's not stealing. I don't know why you would think that. I pay the bill at these restaurants and, no big deal. Everybody does it.
Well, you paid the bill for the food, not, the kitchenware.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm.
But, it's advertising for them, right? Because, then people see it. And,
wow,
I feel like it's a good thing.
Wow, okay. And I had not looked at that perspective before.
Yeah, well, how many people are coming back to your place then? Advertising.
I mean, that is true.
I'm sure you know other people that do it. It's not a big deal.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Shane's listen, I will put my former server juju on anybody that steals from a restaurant. So, I mean, Charlie, can you admit that that's a little bit rough? I mean, you don't want to be stealing all your glassware from restaurants.
Okay, look, why is this turned around on me? He is the one that completely ghosted me. I mean, he wouldn't respond to my text. I sent him a couple messages with pictures. He didn't say a thing.
Oh.
But yet he's looking at my story on Insta, and he's responded to a poll I put out, and can't even have the decency to actually speak back to me in a real way.
Shane,
what's up with that, Shane?
I'm not gonna block you like a teenager. We're like adults here.
Yeah.
But also, with that being said, he asked about tinsel and Christmas decorations, and I'm pro tinsel.
Oh, so you're gonna vote on the tinsel poll? Okay. You know what?
It's hard to find. I was like, that's great.
Oh,
yes, I'm, I
yes.
I approve of the tinsel.
Well, I feel like y'all actually sort of belong together. I mean, Charlie, are you not into this? I mean, he's calling you out for stealing cups.
We should steal tinsel. We should steal tinsel.
Yes, you can steal Christmas decorations together.
Come on. How low can you get? That's ridiculous.
Oh, dear.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.